Okay, we are on class number 8 of our Spiritual Power for Success Momentum course. Today's date is January the 12th, 2017, and we are only classes away from the completion of this journey. So let's begin with our starting up. Tell me, which would you prefer? Would you like to activate the transmissions of grace first, or would you like to state the purpose of the class first?
The purpose of the class.
Go ahead.
What'd you say? Who said what?
We each said one.
Different.
Okay, good. Well, let's start with the purpose of the course. We'll go from the head into the silence. How's that?
Okay.
So who'd like to read first?
So the purpose of this course is to bring your spiritual power into your next extension ring of manifested success projects, personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen your sense of sovereignty in creating the life that you want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating life that you long to live personally and professionally.
Beautifully, thank you. Okay, Ms. Barb.
And I'm going to try tweaking this just a little bit, and we'll see if this is okay. The purpose of this course is to bring my spiritual power into my next expansion ring of manifested success projects, both personally and professionally, to continue to strengthen my sense of sovereignty in my creating the life that I want, to build and experience palpable momentum in creating the life that I long to live, both personally and professionally.
Okay, so what does that do for you, that version? And, you know, thank you. I mean, this is all about making it your own. Just tell me, what was it about that had it feel more like you, for you?
That it's my declaration of what I'm doing, what I need to be doing, what I want to be doing.
So that
makes it more personal.
Okay. So the only thing I would say is for yourself, whenever you review the purpose, is for you to look at both of them, because there is a vibrational symmetry to the one that I did, and you add to that you embodying it, which is exactly what you did with this. So beautiful. I love it. Okay, so now it's your turn to go into the great beyond and meet up with your transmissions of grace connection, as well as doing your own complete soul alignment protocol, which, again, just to remind you all, is grounding, putting up your protective blue flame around your bubble, calling your soul home, clearing out the center of your head, and then activating the transmissions of grace. So go ahead and let me know. Sorry, my little cat here. Let me know when you have gone through that entire journey. I'll be right here.
Ready.
Ready.
Perfect. So please share what the shift was like, the before and the after, from the very beginning of the protocol being set in motion to the transmissions of grace.
Well, I came to the call a little frustrated because I'm still having computer glitches and sending down my grounding cord. And when I got to the center of my head, it was just like silly putty in there. Things were, I tried to clean it up and it would stick. But the transmissions of grace were just like, this is small stuff. We're here. You're going to get through this small stuff, and there's so much that is greater to come.
Mm. Beautiful. And how did that impact your mood? Tell us what you noticed happened within your energetics when you heard that information.
My shoulders literally came down from around my ears. Just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so fabulous. Mm. Great. Anything else about the before and after?
Oh, it's just like I'm so much here, present, and just ready to rock and roll.
Right. Beautiful. Okay. How about you, Miss Barb?
Well, I have also had stress in my neck and my shoulders and breathing to bring those down. The transmissions of grace did come as the tingling, as they usually do. I'm still trying to relax and be in the present.
Okay, so what is stopping you from relaxing and being in the present? This is important to go over, because there are going to be times, you know, where it's really tough to shift. And the more we know how to ask ourselves questions as to getting down to the bottom of it, so that we can shift it, is really an art when we're in the grips of the eye of the, not the eye of the storm, the storm of the storm, you know?
Right.
So what's keeping you from being whatever you would call it, present?
Just lots and lots of things going on. You know, meetings and this and that and this and that, and I'm getting ready to leave town for a couple of days to do a PowerPoint program with my brother about Cuba, and so I'm still, you know, pulling some of the techie things together for that, and just, you know, looking at the to-do list and saying, oh, it's not getting any shorter.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Please continue, Bob, dear.
So this time is a precious respite.
Yes. Well, so what I'm hearing in this case is that this is physical energetics, you know, where there's a lot of actual movement and organization. It's not emotional. It's project oriented. And so learning how to keep a sort of a baseline calm, or like if we were to use a musical metaphor, is keeping that om, that single sound, as a guiding light back to neutral, so that we are not thrown around by all of the busyness, especially when our physical body is in motion like that. That sounds like that would be a useful strategy for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to give you a visualization that my guides gave me a couple of years ago when things were really hard. That's when I first moved here to Sacramento, had to move 4 times in 3 months or whatever it was. I know you both remember that time of my life. And I was given this visualization, so I'm going to give it to you. And, of course, Mary, I know you'll benefit from this too. So I'd like you to just close your eyes, Barb, Mary, please. And without a lot of working at it, just visualize a lake, a pond of water. And the water is very still. It's calm like a mirror. And just see a beautiful swan gliding effortlessly, elegantly across that pond. And if you want to have a friend for that swan, you can have 2 swans, whatever you want to do. And just watch the swan or swans move across the pond. And when you get that feeling, just open your eyes and let me know by saying ready.
Ready.
Good. Ready. That was okay, good. So please open your eyes. How did that make you feel, both of you?
Oh, I knew what lake to go to immediately, and I actually have seen birds on the lake many times. So that was just...
So how did it make you feel in your body, if you could identify that?
Just so serene, and just I am in bliss at this moment.
Good. How about you, Barb dear? How did that make you feel?
Well, my mind was still running, and I like the lake. I like the quiet lake. And how big was that lake going to be? I had to calm down and settle on that. And then the swan going, swan riding by, and whether it was going to be 1 swan or 2. And swans sometimes fight with each other, so I had to decide whether there was going to be 1 swan or 2. But then the floating by was very nice.
So now when you first saw that lake and you made the choice of 1 or 2, did you see 2 at first or did you see 1?
Well, 1 until you invited a second one as a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And did you see any fighting or, you know, kind of sparring with the second, excuse me, the second one when it came on the scene?
No, but I did worry about it.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking these questions is because all of these kinds of visions are actually indications and messages coming from your intuition as to what's going on inside of you. It becomes the clairvoyant, the clear seeing, inner sight messaging of what's going on with you. So if you had seen initially, for instance, 2 swans once I, you know, offered that option and they were kind of at it with each other, that would have been a message about any number of things, you know, then you'd have to go into inquiry as to what it was a message about. And initially, if you were to see the lake and it was turbulent or that there was some weird stuff going on in the lake or floating on the lake. All of this would be messages from your intuition. And then what you would do is you would talk to those things. You would talk to the sparring swans if that's what you saw. You would talk to the sailboat that might have flown right by. You see what I mean? So everything is something when it comes to these inner states, these inner journeys, these inner experiences. So that's just a hot tip for you to file away for your own intuition development, intuition understanding, intuition confidence building. Okay, any questions about that at all?
Well, am I yelling at the sailboat?
If you're yelling at the sailboat, that says something.
Okay.
Then you have to find out what the sailboat means to you. You have to find out what happened that would cause you to be yelling at the sailboat. You would have to find out what you were saying as you were yelling. All of this would have information that's trying to come to the surface. You see?
Okay. Yep.
Good question. Any questions from you, Mary, on that at all?
No, I thought that was very interesting and very enlightening.
Great. So, Barb, do you feel that you can use that when you notice you're starting to get frenetic and you're starting to, your body energy is starting to rev up? Do you feel that that visualization will help you get calmer?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, good. There's another one I'm going to give you. And Mary, for some reason, I'm being guided to say that this might be a good one for you. So let's try another one. Now, I want to do a little sidebar. The reason I'm taking the time on this is because, A, the fact that you brought this up, Barb, nothing happens by accident when I'm working with people in, you know, privately or in a group. So it means something for me to address, for whatever the bigger purpose is. And also because, you know, things are heating up in the country again, as you know. It's escalating as this inauguration is coming up on the 20th. And, you know, depending upon how sensitive you are, you're going to feel energies. You're going to notice things going on around you that have some energetic intensity, et cetera. Are you following what I'm saying, both of you?
Yes.
Yes.
And so the more you know techniques to, A, access your intuition, and, B, fast-track it into a calm, centered place, the better off you will be for yourself and for others. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
So that's why I'm going to give you the second one. So I'd like you to both close your eyes. This also was given to me from my guidance this last year sometime. And just see a little child. You know, she could be 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Her age might change every time you do this. And she is safely swinging on a swing. She's safe somewhere. There's an adult. Maybe you're the adult. But in other words, she's not alone, she's not at risk, she's not vulnerable to any kind of harm. She's just enjoying swinging on her swing. And just see her swinging, having a good time, and notice the rhythmic forward and back of the swing. And when you feel like you are experiencing this beautiful rhythmic forward and back, notice how it makes you feel and just say ready and we'll go on.
Ready.
Ready.
Thank you. Okay, good. And just take a deep breath and open your eyes. So what did you both notice as an impact of that visualization on you?
It was thrilling to pump my legs and feel the wind and be that innocent child.
And what emotions did it have you feel?
It was joy and delight in the moment.
Wonderful. Thank you. How about you, Barb?
Well, I always loved to swing. And so that brings a happiness and a smile. And there might be a family member pushing the swing or not, but that it was a nice time, a fun time, a nice memory.
Okay, the rhythmic back and forth and the purity of the little inner child is the tool here. Is what you can grab onto whenever you feel like it's getting too hectic, too frantic, you're losing it, you're confronted, you're upset, you're lost, etc. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you see how you might use this one?
Yes. Yes.
When do you think you might use this one, Mary?
Probably when there's a lot going on, and I want to really get centered quickly and come back to, okay, what's really important here, and what's the heart of this?
Good. What's the priority? What's the core important? What's the core importance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, you got it. How about you, Barb? When do you think you might use this?
I can picture myself when I'm sort of being pulled in many directions. And, yes, using this to become centered and aware and focused. And the meditation bell can come into play as a reminder, as an external reminder. And
beautiful.
since that goes off every hour, and it seems like it's going off every 10 minutes, but it's just every hour. It comes up a lot. It's a good reminder a lot.
But it is once an hour, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just, okay, I got it. I understand. Okay. Well, today what we're going to focus on is a sequential collection of focuses that are very germane to you accomplishing your project. We're going to be talking about money beliefs. We're going to be talking about confidence of your offer, you know, the results and the benefits. We're going to talk about marketing to reach your completion goals, because both of you have financial goals, right?
Right.
Yes.
And we're also going to be doing a little bit about talking to your ideal client on the inner planes, depending upon how the time goes. So let's start off with, do any of you have any burning questions? We will, of course, review your home play, obviously. But aside from that, are there any questions that you really want to make sure you ask me?
No, I don't think I have anything specific.
No. They'll come up.
Yes, of course. Okay. All right, good. So let's start off with what your experience was with regards to doing the interviews, so that you have a better sense of your ideal market, your niche, and what they want. How did you guys do with that?
Well, I'm still working on getting the people that I have left messages for to call them back and follow up. The people I did talk to, I was happy that the things that they said they really needed, I'm incorporating that into what I'm working on. And some of them were just, they wanted confirmation that they were working on towards their purpose and being able to voice, you know, what's important to them and what they really want, and that they have the skills to accomplish that. One of the gals said, "Do I sound like I'm bragging?" So yeah. I thought that was interesting, because that's one of the things that I was told when I would say, I know that you have a story and I have a story too, and they're important. And I was told, you're just preachy. That's not a value. So
you're just woody? What was the word?
Preachy. It's preachy. You're not, that's not a value to be talking like that.
Interesting. Okay. So when you spoke to these people, Mary, were you asking questions with relationship to what it is you offer? Or did you just come out and say, you know, if you had something that you really wanted that would make the biggest difference in your life right now, what would it be? But you didn't link it necessarily to blogging or writing or telling your story.
No, I didn't link it to blogging or writing or telling your story.
You just open-ended the question.
Right, right.
Okay, I'll come back to that in a second. Thank you. I'm glad. How many people did you get to talk to?
Three.
Okay, great. That's great. How about you, Barb?
I have identified some people, and actually I was talking with some likely clients about what they were interested in. This was for a workshop. So I went ahead and put the proposal in the terms that they had been thinking about. They had been thinking about a one-hour workshop presentation, including questions and answers. Well, I don't see it happening in an hour, but anyway. So I laid out what I would like to do in response to their concerns. Then I offered to stay an extra hour for informal questions, and then to be available for the rest of the month of March, this is when it's going to take place, for up to 60 minutes of follow-up call. And so I put a price on that, and I haven't heard from them their reaction to that. But then I said that because I knew that not very many people could attend live face-to-face, that I wanted to serve and support with some other options. For example, recording the session for them to be able to use with other faculty, developing a customized checklist for them, developing a customized best practices for them, doing a session for their administrative assistants. This is all related to an online course, and what can they use, what kinds of stuff can you use without getting in copyright trouble. Offered a session for their graduate students and that faculty, and also offered an on-call retainer option. Now, I didn't put any prices on those additional options. And I'm going to be speaking with the organizers on January 24th to firm things up. And so I don't have a sense yet of their response to my pricing or the additional options or anything like that. But I know what they want, what they were asking for.
Okay, so that's very interesting, and congratulations. So the assignment was to, let's go ahead and scroll down to the Facebook post where I listed what the exercise was. If you go down to the little kitty cat who must fly to,
right,
to help his peeps, you know. You didn't, I'm wondering why, Mary, you didn't have the questions be connected to your products and services. And I apologize to both of you if I didn't make it clear. If you go to paragraph number 2 in there, it says purpose, identify the compelling problem that they want to have solved so urgently that they would invest in something to get the solution results. And I just added the words related to your services and products. I just edited it in after Mary gave us her experience. Because what the purpose of this exercise was for you to find out how you could help these people and what was important about your services, that if it was just a open-ended bio writing, blog writing, copywriting, getting your message out for Mary and for you, Barb, you know, editing, ghostwriting, doing your copywriting review so that there isn't an infringement, noncompliance, that you're channeling their focus to think about what's important to them in relationship to your world, right? Everybody with me?
Right.
So why, tell me why you didn't, Mary, say something that would have them know that you wanted to find out what was really important to them, what was urgent to them, what would be worth investing in the world of blog writing or messaging or something like that.
Well, I prefaced it. I was doing market research because I'm working on new programs and new offerings.
Okay,
so
okay.
We talked about their marketing. We talked about the frustration of what is it I'm supposed to write on my blog.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. But you see, yeah, go ahead.
No, it's Barb butting in.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I saw it as, yes, the market research, but the magic wand kind of thing. What would your ideal world be? And I didn't see it as a... necessarily as a sales conversation, you know, doing market research.
No, wait, time. This has nothing to do with a sales conversation.
Well, if we are supposed to relate it to our services, that becomes...
Okay, gotcha, good point. So let me make the distinction now so that you don't even entertain that idea, because otherwise you will be sending out mixed messages, and whether they know it or not, they will feel wary, manipulated, confused, you know?
Right.
Market research, yes, it is, because eventually you will have put together or have designed from scratch a product or service based upon what you're finding out people need. But in that conversation, there is no intention to market to them. Unless there's something that's just so obvious, but you want, if that were the case, it needs to be really cleanly transitioned, or else they're going to feel exploited and manipulated. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. So I could see taking what they suggested and asking if, after I've pulled something together, you know, my new product, my new service, based on their suggestions, may I run that past you?
Absolutely. 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 I mean, you could easily, excuse me, end all of these conversations in that manner. It's implied, but if you want to make it unequivocally clear, then yes, you would close the conversation by saying, you know, something along the lines of, thank you so much for your feedback. I'm going to be taking your input in and designing some new programs. That's the whole purpose of this. And when I do, if I feel that I've created something that fits with what you've told me here, would you like me to get back in touch with you? Or may I get back in touch with you? Right?
Right.
That's what you're saying, Barb, correct?
Yes. And okay. I see it as sort of a, does this reflect what you were saying to me? Does this reflect accurately what you were expressing to me?
When would you say that? If we were to be looking at a script or benchmarks that you want to cover in a conversation so that it becomes like a template, like the client enrollment template, where did you want to think of putting that?
I think at the end of that marketing research.
Right. But what? So are you saying that you would then summarize and feed back to them what you thought you heard them say? Is that, and then you would make that statement that you just shared with us?
Well, I hadn't thought of that step, but that's an important step. That's an important step before the conversation ends.
Well, how would you make that last statement that you're talking about? Where would you say that? Let me stop you there. Tell me specifically what you would like my input on so that I'm really getting the point here. Otherwise, I think I'm not getting it. Please go ahead.
I see some of the folks that I identified provide, for example, HR services or that kind of thing. And so I asked if I could talk with them about the kinds of things I do and whether they see a need in their clients.
You're getting lost. Tell me, take a deep breath, and what is it that you're actually wanting to get clear about so that we can just go straight to that?
Well, I shared today a Survey Monkey survey that sort of spoke to doing this kind of thing. But you have to have a big enough list to actually.
No, wait, no. Stop. I feel like you're convoluting something here, and it's not going to serve you. Forget about a Survey Monkey thing. Right now, we're just talking about you having a conversation, an interview, either in person or over the phone with somebody, where you're listening to what they say would be really important to them, what they would invest in because it is important to them, and then that information gathering comes to a completion, and then you go to the closing part of the conversation. And if you're saying you would then play back or speak back to them what you thought you heard them say, and then ask permission that once you have taken in this information from them and other people, can I come back to you with anything that I think might be a fit for you? Would you give me permission to do that? That's a flow. That's a script. That's fine. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm stuck at what's important to them, because to a lot of people, this isn't important to them, and they wouldn't even have it wouldn't even be on their radar. So starting the conversation, starting the marketing research conversation, I guess is where I'm stuck.
Because you're supposed to choose people that would be your target market. You're supposed to choose people who you feel you could help, feel you could serve. You aren't just, arbitrarily walking into the UPS store and people are hanging around getting their stamps and doing copies at a copy machine, and then you open up a conversation and you don't know these people from Adam. This is a thought-out group of people that you will want to approach. Does that help?
Yes. And I did have an opportunity over the weekend to identify a couple people who fit into that.
Good. Great. Let me just make sure that I've served you here. So where you started to get lost there, does this help to know that you're only going to have these conversations with people that are your target market, your divine purpose tribe, your ideal client niche that you're wanting to really drill down and find out what would these people pay for? Does that help you now?
Well, because that niche is still kind of squishy, vague.
Yeah.
That's why it's difficult for me to identify very many people.
Yes, understood. So with you, your signature program had to do with graphics, right?
Yeah, images. Yep.
Great.
Especially photographs. Yeah.
Excuse me, what?
Especially photographs.
Yeah.
That's the one that's easiest to.
Yeah. So in that regard, then what you would have to do is to go ahead and think about who would be the one in a business that would be dealing with wanting to find royalty-free graphics, would be wanting to have copy in their articles, in their websites, in their blogs, that you could, I don't know what you would do about copy, because either they've plagiarized it or not,
Right,
if we stick to the, let's just stick to the graphics then.
Mm-hmm.
If you put on blinders and you go in this narrow direction of who would be looking for graphics and who would be interested enough to pay to have their products reviewed for compliance purposes? That's the kind of question to ask yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you're choosing such a narrow specialty band, you know, it's no different than a lawyer who strictly is focusing on divorce attorney law.
Right.
It's a clear, non-gray area niche. However, you are still looking to see what else you can offer in your services.
Right.
And so that's where I think you got a little too spread out with your focus, right?
Maybe, yes. Yes.
So for these interviews, what you might do, because the purpose for you is to really find out what the heck are people going to pay me for, period, you know, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So in your case, what I would do is I would couch the interviews where you include a few of what you do, so a few services of what you do. So you might ask the question, in your particular business as a sole proprietor, what is it about you wanting to have graphics in your products, your marketing, that would be the most important to you? And let's see how much they know. You know, they may not even know that they could get slammed by Google images, you know?
Right, right, right.
And then you could ask another question, and that would be, in your business, is there something that is so important to you about having articles? I'm trying to decide, you know, what it is that you, what else you would offer. Barb, you do research for people, correct? To help them, yeah. So what would be the most important thing for you, Mr. So-and-so, in putting together an article where you know a lot of research has to be done? What's the most important aspects of that kind of project for you? Do you see what I'm saying, Barb?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What might be another service that you would want to be asking questions about so you could start to get a feel for what people are what people know that they want help with? We've got the graphics, and we've got the research to help them write articles. What else would you want to bring out as a service?
Proofreading and editing.
Okay, great, great. So you would say to them, let's go to that post that I did about the interviews, our friendly little cat there.
Yep.
So you would ask those questions in the bullets regarding, and so with you, what I would suggest you do is to come up with those three areas of your business. What are those areas? Let's hear it in your own words. Of services that you can offer?
Reviewing content that includes graphics, identifying and finding graphics that are legal to use and don't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a research step in and of itself. But this additional content research, even ghostwriting, and or proofreading and editing.
Great. So here's what I would suggest you do. Did you, these people that you talked to that you shared with us, what prompted that conversation?
Well, the workshop one that I was telling you about, someone remembered that she had attended a workshop of mine, 3 years ago. And someone in her organization wanted a copyright speaker, and so she
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Great. So what from this exercise served you in having that conversation, would you say?
Asking them what their priorities were that they wanted to wanted me to address in this presentation.
Okay, so I would not use the word priority. I mean, that's a great word, but if for what you want for this exercise, and this is true for you too, Mary, I really would suggest that you use more compelling terms like, what is the most important? What has to happen? What is it that is the most, that you have the most struggle with? You see? It, more emotional words. Now, priorities and those choice of words are truly excellent for your typical corporate kind of initial conversation or information gathering session with somebody. But now we're wanting to go one level deeper, which is motivation. Mm-hmm. And the motivation with these kinds of things typically come about when they realize that if they don't do it, there's a real cost to them, either cost of time, cost of money, cost of credibility, cost of visibility, which eventually means cost of sales, not having enough sales. Do you see what I'm saying, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Is this helpful, what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Emotional words. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So are you able, Barb, now that we've had this conversation, for you to go back to that list in that post from last week with the little cat and determine how you could start looking for more people and then presenting with your three or four different types of services using these questions?
Yes.
Do you feel a little more?
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Okay, so what did you gain out of this conversation that we had that kind of put some more clarity in view for you?
Identifying some specific services of mine. And the more emotional language, when you're working with faculty or clients or whatever, when mm-hmm. do you want to pull your hair out?
Yeah, there you go, girl.
That's emotional.
I'd say you got it. Okay, good. So your assignment, Barb, is to, really sit down with yourself and get strong with yourself to say, okay, I do graphics review, I do ghostwriting, I do research, I do editing. Who should I talk to who would most likely have those realities in their business? That's the kind of conversation you need to have with yourself. And then start looking through your look through your mastermind friends at Katrina's. Look through your Facebook friends on Facebook. Look through whatever list you do have. look through any Facebook groups that you're involved with and get yourself a hefty list. You know, your job, our job, any of our jobs is to just get out there and talk to as many people that are in the arena that we need. You know, if you're going to go shopping for a smoothie, you don't want to go into a clothing store. You have to be at least in the right arena, right?
Right.
So does that help you, Barb? Do you feel better? Do you feel like you can hit the ground running now? I mean, I realize you're going to go out of town, but overall.
Yes, that feels much better. Thank you. Yes.
You're very welcome. And now, as far as doing it in person, if you're going to do it in person, then what I would recommend that you do is to have, I'm not sure how to do this. If you go with a tablet, I don't own a tablet. I don't even know what to do with a tablet. I just see a lot of people having tablets, and they look like, you know, mini versions of a laptop computer. So I hope that what I'm about to say is appropriate. If you go with a tablet and you've already got a bit of a template where you can write your answers directly into that template, then great. If you don't have a tablet and you are going to meet them in person, you know, maybe you want to take a tape recorder with you or figure out the tape recording device on your phone, your iPhone, your smartphone. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Good. So I want to make sure you feel really ready to go the next step with this, Barb. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I feel much better about this.
Oh, good. And, you know, I understand that you are seeking out and you need to seek out, which is a lot of why I wanted to put this exercise in for this particular class, is because I know where both of you are, and you're searching to see what will people buy from me. And this is a good way to do it. Do you feel that way, or is it just me over here?
No, that makes sense. Yep.
Okay, great. And thank you. You know, you're so courageous, Barb. I just love you to pieces. You really are. By the way, did you get your book?
And you haven't pulled out your hair yet?
No, I've got my headset on, which would make it impossible to pull out my hair. So, did you get your book that I mailed you?
No.
Oh, you should. Okay.
I did.
Okay, good.
Lovely author.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a little longer to get way over here, you know.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
The other side of the world.
Right. Of course, Boston thinks that's the other side of the world, but
anyway. Okay, good. So you're set to do this for home play now, as soon as you can.
Yep.
And even when you're in Cuba, you know, practice there. Talk to your brother. Practice with him.
We're not going to Cuba. We're going to do a presentation to his car club about Cuba. But yes, I get it.
Okay, great. But you did go to Cuba with your wife, your husband, right?
No, I went with my brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay, God almighty. Okay,
well,
I got it.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay, great job with those other people, too. And when you have a private session with me, we can talk about this whole pricing thing with that.
Right.
However, with the exercise we're going to do later, that will help. Okay, Mary, darling. So how did you like your inscription in the book?
That was fabulous, and I am on purpose and living my authentic self because of what we've been working on.
Yes, very true. Very true. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so now let's talk more about your interview process. And tell me, how did you open up the conversations with these people? And how many did you say you have? Three?
Yes.
Okay, great. Tell me what happened
It was, I said, I'm looking forward to a great 2017, and I hope you are too. I'm working on some new projects, and I was wondering if you had a few minutes to give me some feedback about what's going on with you. And I'm doing some surveying, a market research I'm doing. I said market research.
Mm-hmm.
And since the people that I talk to, I have known for a while, one of them that I've worked with, and she said, sure, we can talk about what's going on in my business and what's going on in your business. So then I started asking the questions about what is it that they really want and what's important to them more than anything else that they want to solve right now, and so on.
Now, okay, great. Now, with what they told you, in your own thinking process, could you see a connection between what it is that you do and what it is they want?
Absolutely, because it was language about how they're presenting themselves and in person and online and in the reports that they're doing and the writing that potentially a book or a blog, and that they want to be clear and confident in the words and the way that they connect.
Okay, good. So did you get any ideas about what you might tweak about your services, what you might word about existing services that you have, but you want to now lead with more of the languaging from these people?
Yes, I have notes on a couple of phrases that I want to infuse in what I'm talking about, because stress has come up many times in the conversations that I've had lately, and that's not something that I repeat in my marketing and talking about the program that I have coming up. That could be a subject that gets addressed that I haven't really touched on.
Well, I would recommend that you make it definitely part of this end program, this end project that you're working on, because if you have a recurring pattern, remember what I said in our description of this whole exercise was recurring patterns, right? Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So since you already have a recurring pattern being told to you that is issues for these people, then just immediately assume that you're going to put it in to the description
uh-huh.
and the results, the description of and the results that you promise of this program, right? Got it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. Were you excited, Mary, when you heard these patterns?
Oh, I was just like, oh, my gosh. My body was just like, oh, my gosh.
Great. And how about you, Barb? How did you feel with what you did do? Because at least you started walking the path. So how did you feel?
I could relate to their needs based on my own experiences, and was excited to be able to offer some service that they were interested in, that so yes, and Mary, thank you for this discussion of how you opened the conversation, and that these were people you knew, and you were calm and laid back, and thank you. That's very helpful, and it gave me some ideas to communicate with you offline about.
Oh, okay, great.
Good. Yeah, that is both of you are on your way. So the home play is for you to please continue. I still would like to encourage you to aim for 10 peeps, you know, where you have this kind of conversation. And now that I'm making it very overt that you in your own thinking, you are linking what you offer to what they are saying they need, then feel courageous and give yourself permission to maybe couch some of the questions, keeping in mind something that you already are offering, where you would say, if you were presented with such and such an offer or such and such a result, what would be the most important aspect of this for you and your business? Or what solution would it provide for you? That way you're assuming that they're going to look and see, yeah, you know, this really is missing for me, and I probably should take a look at having this cleaned up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that help to hear it from that standpoint?
Yes, yes.
Because sometimes people need to have you connect the dots.
Exactly. Exactly. So this would be that. this would be you starting off by finding out what is it that is just nagging at them. And then you start looking to see, okay, what is it that I offer? Now I want to find out what they think about what I have to offer. And you can use the guidelines of my questions to just keep tweaking it based on what you already have in your suite of offers. But now you want to know what in there do they really recognize is of importance to them. Sometimes they don't realize that something is important to them until you come right out and ask, is this important to you? Well, I really never thought of that. Yeah, I guess it is. See what I mean?
Mm, yes.
Okay. So do you feel confident about going out there and continuing with these exercises, these interviews?
Yes, much better. Yes, thank you.
Great. Great. All right. So now let's talk about your signature system unfolding. Barb, let's start with you. What about your process of figuring out the next step and the next step and the next step that you would like to ask me some questions about?
Do they make sense as steps? Do they flow in a clear and useful progression?
They do. And the important thing is that we're going to practice that in a minute here. The important thing is that it feels easy for you to talk about, so that the wording isn't too cumbersome, the concepts aren't too convoluted. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, when you look at the progression, tell me how you feel when you look at the progression of what you wrote.
Yes, that's always something to consider. Where does it really begin and where does it really end? It's possible that you might be able to end, depending on the answers that you get, you might be able to end well before the end of the process that I've outlined. The answer might come easily earlier.
That's very true. That's very true, and it will depend on the program that a person purchases or a package that a person purchases. So you may find that you're going to have several signature systems, you will, depending upon the thing that you're going to be focusing on. Right now, focusing on the graphics, this makes perfect sense. And you including all of the hyperlinks and things like that, that's for you. That's for you that's for you to look at that and say, okay, so what the heck do I really do with these people? Okay, well, I can tell them that first we go ahead and we get this information from them, and then I go off and I research and I assess these different website sources and see which one is relevant for you, Miss So-and-so, and then we come back and we do a revisiting of our objectives. You see what I mean, Barb?
Yep.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. What did you want to say just there?
Mary so nicely worked in the idea of how she came to work with that person and that they purchased a package and things like that. And so I had gotten a little ahead of myself, getting into the meat of the
Well, you didn't get ahead of yourself. You did what I gave you. I you were right on with regards to what the assignment was, because the assignment was for you to know what it is you do. And then from there, you know, kind of like a brain dump type of thing.
Yep.
And then from there, you would sort out, okay, if I were to put together a statement of what it is I do, so that it's not too jargony, it's not too wordy, it's not too long, it just gets to the heart of the matter, what would I say? But first, before you can get to that space or spot, you have to know all the bells and whistles that you deal with, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that you got ahead of yourself. Does that help when I say it that way?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. So what I'd like you to do while I'm, because we're going to do a quick exercise in a moment after I work with Mary, just keep in mind that ultimately what you want to be able to do is have a very simple, quick, you know, minute or two conversation where you introduce the concept of your system to somebody like at a networking event, and then you want to have another version that's more involved, and that would go to somebody who you've had a client enrollment conversation with. It seems that it's a match to work with this person, and they seem to want to work with you, and now you're going to tell them what it is that you do. And in that setting, we always still have to be very careful not to bombard them with information where they zone out and it's just too much information that they don't even need, right?
Right.
So the versions of what it is that we do, like an elevator speech, is true for introducing your signature system. There's a Reader's Digest version, and then there's a mini caption-ish version. Never the book, never the chapter. That is already built into when they've purchased your program, and it's appropriate to give them more in-depth as it's needed as to what you're going to do next and why it's important and what they need to know. That's when all these different components that you so beautifully laid out, Barb, would be appropriate, is when they're actually a paid client. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
And the exercise, again, was really just for all of us to get onto paper what we're already doing. So we know what we're doing, and we can appreciate how much we are doing and the value of what we're doing. Okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, Mary dear, yours was great also. Now, what, if anything, do you have as a question for me about your clarity about what you do?
Well, I felt that it was just like a stream of consciousness kind of thing when I put it together. So
yeah.
I don't have any questions. I'm just looking for feedback.
Okay, great. So the feedback is you did the absolutely appropriate initial exercise, which is, like I say, a brain dump. You want to just put out there everything that you do with a client, or at least could do if the client needed it, right? You with me
right.
on that part?
Right.
Now what you would do with this wonderful list is to come up with umbrella topics. So confirm appointment, let me see if I can find one to give you an example. Now, number 7, assess where the client is now and why they wanted a session with me. You're saying that you would do this with a paid person?
Yes.
Okay, now why would you do that? What would be this? And I'm not making you wrong, I'm just asking you questions. Why would you want to ask that question?
Okay, I guess maybe it was for
a discovery session. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what the assignment was. The assignment was when you have a paid client and you're taking them through a soul journey, by soul journey I mean they come to you with a problem and you, through your expertise, you, Barb, me, anybody, you, with your expertise, you're navigating them through a canal of experiences and information to get them to their chosen destination, the destination they paid you for.
Uh-huh.
So what made you think that I was giving an assignment about a discovery session? Let's go back to the Facebook group, to that signature system graphic. What made you think it was that kind of an exercise?
I was just mixing, doing a brain dump, and it just seemed like, okay, this is something that I want to be including.
Okay, and maybe it is, you know? but now that you know that I'm talking about a program or a package, a program, a overview of what you do so that people will have a discovery session with you. See, this information that we're talking about right now, identifying what your signature system is, can be used in two different arenas. One arena, once you are clear about what you do, the two arenas are you can be listening to people talking at a networking event or a referral or whoever, and you're thinking in your mind what your signature system is and does this person fit in to what it is that you do with them. In which case you would then say, you know, I'm listening to you and it occurs to me it might be useful for us to have a conversation. I call it a discovery session. Because I have a system and it would be interesting to see how you feel about it once I get to know you better. Okay? That's
uh-huh.
one version.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's an introduction to have them into a discovery session. The other version is they're in the discovery session it's all, you know, green lights are flashing. Sirens are going off and green lights are flashing. And you want to tell them, same thing, you know, I'm listening to you and I have a program that I think would be a good fit for you. It's the same thing as what we have in the client enrollment template. And it's my system. It's a 5-step process where I would help you go from here to there, et cetera, et cetera. Again, it's partly what you already learned from the client enrollment template. The only difference here is now you're really thinking about a system, a 5-step, 7-step, 10-step system.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're able to give them a very simple overview of that system. So that you would do at the end of a discovery session to enroll them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. So my assignment for you then, Mary, is to now that you have this clarity, is for you to think about this program that you want to fill and that you want to have at least, my understanding is your project, completion project, is to have at least one person enrolled in that program, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So your focus, everything you eat, breathe, and dream right now is getting that program filled.
Yes.
So my suggestion would be for you to use the steps that are in this post dated January the 5th that has this Design Your Signature System graphic. And break down this program that you're offering using this very, hopefully, this very clear step-by-step outline. Does that help?
Yes.
Now, what you did here for the discovery is great for you to be able to start to add this information to help people understand the benefits of having a discovery session with you. This could be more detailed for you to write when you are sending out your emails to include a section that's designated and is repeatedly there in all of your newsletters of Let's Talk or Complimentary Activation Session, Complimentary Discovery Session, Complimentary Get to Know You Session, Complimentary Pen in Your Hand Jumpstart Session. You know, and you
yes.
could, and what you, and what I started to say before is I would suggest you take a look at this list and break this down into themes. So, for instance, if we go back to that number 7, you would say that I have a special inquiry process that I will walk you through where we start off with your longing for what has to change in your life regarding fill in the blank. Now, believe it or not, I just distilled that out of reading what you wrote for number 7.
Hmm.
What you wrote in number 7 was assess where the client is now and why they wanted a session with me. So if you, when you listen back to this class recording, go into about an hour and a half, fast forward about an hour and a half, and listen to how I distilled down like an elixir, a tincture, from what you really are saying when you say assess where the client is now and why they wanted a session with me. How you would transfer that step that you do take into describing the benefits and the system that you walk your people through when they have this jumpstart 10 in your hand complimentary session with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you like that idea?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so I think that's it on the signature system. I think you both know that what you're going to do now is for you, Barb, I would suggest that you either stay with this system that you have for the graphics, or if you feel like it and you want to be focusing on a package that would include the graphic copyright and maybe some editing for people, where you would be addressing two separate services but in one package, create a signature system step by step, but now include you reviewing either what it is they want to write about, or they've written something and now you're going to edit it. Does that make sense? And what would be your step-by-step system if somebody came to you with that need?
Okay.
Do you like that, Barb?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So deep breath, we are going to change stations radically right now. You ready?
Okay.
Any questions about what you're doing about interviews, what you're doing about your signature system?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so now one thing I want to say in this new content that we're going over is I'm adding a focus on you starting to telepathically talk to your ideal client. And the way that you would do that is use the same preparation alignment steps from the holiday heaven or hell exercise, where you go up into these high vibrational places in within yourself, and you go into a sacred chamber and you call in someone to talk to. In the holiday heaven or hell, or hell or heaven, it was family members, because you're getting ready to clean up the energies that might be problematic in going into the holidays. Remember that?
Yes.
Barb, do you?
Yes.
Okay. So instead of calling in your family members, you're going to call in your ideal client. And they come in with their guides and their angels, and you're there with your guides and your angels. So everything is very high vibration, and the ego and your mind are not as dominant in this communication. It's more really coming from soul level and intuition. And what you'll do for home play is to basically do the same kind of field research with them as you're doing with people who are physically actually right in front of you, following the exact kinds of questions that you see in that January 5th list of asterisks. Same thing. The only difference is now you're talking to your ideal client for your project, the project that you want completed by the end of this course. And for you, Barb, either because you just want to bill a total of $5,000 in your services, not particularly a specific service, right?
True. Yeah.
Okay. So then what I would suggest you do is talk to the $5,000. Instead of it being an ideal client, you're talking an ideal financial accomplishment. So, you know, create some sort of image of that $5,000 projected in front of you, like either sitting in a chair in front of you or standing in the room with you. And ask, how can I accomplish you? How can I meet you? How can I own you? How can I fulfill you? What are some of the things that I can offer so that you and I can be joined, that you and I can be partners? Do you see how to work with this, Barb?
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're basically saying to the $5,000, I want to invite you to live with me. I want you to come over and stay with me. I want to meet you. How can we do that? Where will I find you? You see what I mean?
Yes.
And you're going to get tons of ideas and write them all down. Nothing is silly, stupid, impossible. Don't judge them. Just let the faucet open and out comes the information, okay?
Yep.
And then you use the rest of your tools that are appropriate to find out, okay, what can I do today to meet my $5,000? What can I do now to meet my $5,000? So this $5,000 becomes a real energetic reality. It's a being. It's the same concept as the soul of your project or the soul of your business, like we've been doing from your summer program. Right? You both with me?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So your home play is to now having these field research questions, you're going to customize them, thinking of the services or the service that you want to feature, and find out from your ideal client's essence self how you can market your program to it so that it is wanting what you have, that you are fulfilling what it needs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So how do you like that? How does that feel for both of you?
Well, that's narrowing things down and really distilling what we're saying so that it's stronger to present value to our clients.
Yeah. Good. How about you, Barb? What are you getting from this assignment so far?
Well, it's very intriguing to be talking to 5K sitting across from me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different idea for me, and it's intriguing.
So, other than being intrigued, what else does it? What else comes up for? What else comes up for you about it?
I'm much more prepared to listen and to hear this essence than I was before any of my work with you.
What? Say that again, please. You're much,
I'm much more prepared to be speaking to this being and being able to do that kind of thing than I ever was before I started my work with you.
So okay, great.
A totally new concept.
Yes. However, in a sense, it really isn't that new. We're just taking the same concept and applying it in different ways, because the same concept is we are using our intuition by creating a symbol or an image or a scene of something that we want information about or we want to manifest. And we want to talk to it so that we get clarity. Do you see?
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay. So this exercise of talking to your ideal client, that would be a perfect fit for your service, for Mary's situation, or services for your situation, Barb, is all to help you get clearer and clearer and more confident about marketing your service or your services to reach your project completion goal. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, now we're going to talk about money. Love that topic. So the thing about money and self-image, I'm going to start off with one thing. And Barb knows this because she has worked with Katrina Sawa. One of the things, I've heard this from many coaches that I've worked with, and that is to have a clear idea of what money you must make, either per year or per month. It's really a grounded approach to what is my financial goal? Why is it my financial goal? And then you set out to figure out how you're going to reach that financial goal. So what I did is, since you both know Katrina Sawa, in the Facebook group, I put a link to one of her opt-ins for you to get her worksheet that is a great PDF that helps you understand what your money need number is. And it breaks down, you know, all the different expenses you have and blah, 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 blah. I just want you to get that, because however you're going to use it for your own life, it's a good thing to bring reality right into play for you.
Okay.
I have my own copy. I'm sure you have yours, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you can have yours, Mary. And also there's a great video tip that Katrina gives with this that I think is worth listening to, because it just makes it real what it takes to be in business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great video.
Yeah, so please, Mary, go ahead and get that. And sometime between now and our next session, guys, I would recommend that you go through it. I'm going to go through it again. It's been a long time since I did this for myself, but I'm going to do it too. So that's one thing I wanted to make sure we covered. Now we're going to talk about some beliefs. And I want to review with you something you've learned with me many times in many different arenas, and that is the connection between belief and physical reality. So number one, here are some things for you to realize about belief, and that is a belief comes into being because some kind of event occurred, number one. Number two, or let's say step one, something happens, an event occurs, step one. Step two is you then form a belief about that event. You put an interpretation on it as a little kid or as a big kid or as an adult. You put meaning to it, and that meaning becomes a belief. You with me so far?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Step number three is your emotions are then formed around that belief. Your emotions get created. They get like pulled out of outer space as a response to that belief. Step number four is your behavior is then created and driven by those beliefs and emotions. So the importance of this is because as you are wanting to step out and be more successful in your business, you want to charge those 4 or 5 digit figures for your services, you have to craft yourself to be the embodiment of the energy to command those prices, those high-end, premium, high-ticket, all the above prices. You with me so far?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's why I spent so much time teaching you about watching your negative beliefs and putting in substitute positive beliefs. And if, just as a reminder, that exercise, I believe, one of the places is in your client enrollment manual that I had prepared for you, right? Wasn't there a belief exercise in there?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Okay. So just remember that for you're always on the lookout for beliefs that aren't going to serve you, and creative on the spot as to beliefs that will serve you, because now you know. In order for you to show up in a way where you command respect and credit.
Hey, Sally here, the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach with jumpstartyourmarketing.com. Happy New Year, and I am so excited to start 2017 off with a big bang.
Thank you. So I do want you to listen to what I'm saying, please, everybody. So, Mary, have you been with me so far on this?
I was just the mouse over, and all of a sudden Katrina was popping up.
Yeah, good, okay. So what we're after right now is training yourself, designing yourself, crafting yourself, becoming in a very methodical way who you need to be to ask for those prices. So we say, oh, I have to value myself, I have to charge what I'm worth. No. What you have to do is realize that you aren't what's being sold, per se. You are the container of the vibration that says, I have the road that you told me you want to walk. I have the road that you told me you wanted to journey on so that you could accomplish and arrive at this destination. They're not buying you so that you have to make sure that you are worthy enough. What they're buying is you holding the certainty that you have the transformation that they want. So tell me what I just said. Let me hear you paraphrase that back to me, please. Who wants to go?
Okay, so it's not about me. It's about the result that I can provide, the result that they want.
Yes, that they told you they wanted. Mm-hmm. You have to get to that point in the conversation where they've told you that that's what they want.
Okay.
Okay, Mary, what did you hear?
So, acting as a mirror and reflecting back to them that you are the embodiment of what they said that they wanted to, you're the solution, and it's not that they're buying you, it's buying your expertise.
Yes, your method, your road, your vehicle, your airplane, your boat that's going to get them to the destination they want. You're the tour guide. They said that they wanted a tour of the Caribbean. They're buying your trip there.
Yes.
Does that help when
yes.
you look at it that way?
Absolutely.
Because this statement that's a lot in our marketplace of charge what you're worth. I understand what they mean. You understand what they mean. However, I think that what I'm saying is going to take more pressure off and is going to remove all the healing, wounded stuff that we all walk around with, put that into a separate arena. And all we're focusing on is being sure that we can deliver the results that we say we can. That's our job. And we have to put value on those results. We have to put value on those results. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm going to read to you a description, a signature system description of something that I learned from Michelle Schubnell, one of my coaches from a long time ago, so that you can hear not only her breakdown of either what she was referring to about her coaching work or, you know, one of her clients she gave as an example here, but now you're going to hear what people will find valuable. And you can separate out the person, their personality, whether they think they are worth charging whatever she charges for this or whoever charges this. Separate that out from this is the result, the transformation, the end benefit packet that you're going to get. So she gives this example here. First, and this will also help you in you organizing the pieces of what it is that you do to create a summary statement of your signature system. Okay, did I lose anybody? You with me right now?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. So her description is, first I help you get crystal clear on your dream and guide you as you exactly what it is that you want in this area. Hang on a second. This got cut off. Just 1 second. Okay. First, I help you get crystal clear on your dream and guide you as you identify exactly what it is that you want in this area. If you are unsure, as many people are, I have an excellent assessment that can help you figure it out. Next, we discover your unique keys to success. For example, we explore how you can best leverage your natural strengths and talents. We uncover your core personal values and make sure they are being fully expressed in your daily life. When you focus on your keys to success, you will quickly begin moving towards your desired outcome. So she's saying here, what's the value of knowing what your keys to success are? The value is, once you know them, it's going to motivate you. Right, that's what she's saying there. Then we determine, so she's going step by step. First we do this, next we discover your unique keys. Now that we've discovered your unique keys, now we determine a few specific measurable goals and an action plan for you to achieve them. So that's like her step number 3, let's say. Then her step number 4, you might say, is, and from there, we uncover anything that might hold you back from achieving your dream. We identify any fears, obstacles, or limiting beliefs that may be in your way and devise strategies to overcome them. Through our weekly coaching calls, I keep you accountable, focused, and inspired to execute your plan. The difference between those who have and those who have not is consistent and persistent action. Many people have great ideas. For success, you must act on them, and I'll help you do that. So that's her discussing or giving an example of a signature system. Overview. I mean, it's really overview, right?
Right.
Now, if somebody were to charge for that, there's nothing in there about whether or not that person's a worthwhile person to charge $6,000 for their coaching package. What they have in mind is their confidence and commitment to high-end pricing knowing what they are going to deliver and the value of that. So, how do you find value? How do you ascribe value? How do you put a dollar amount on somebody getting crystal clear about their dream, finding out what their keys to success are, putting together an action plan, finding out where they're sabotaging themselves, and having an accountability partner? How do you come up with a price tag for that? Right? That's the question a lot of people ask.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The point is, you don't have an answer to that. You just charge what you want. Because for somebody, it could save their life. So how do you put a price on that?
Mm-hmm.
For somebody else, it could save their marriage. How do you put a price on that? For somebody else, it could heal them and give them meaning to life when they are on the verge of suicide. How can you put a price on that?
Right.
It has to come from you and your own confidence that what you're offering has value, and then you grow into what it's going to take for you to be confident. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wanting to break down some of these stop places where people they're afraid to charge. So I'm going to give you four money beliefs that I use these a lot myself, and I have a couple of them thrown in here from Bill Barron and somebody, and a little bit from Elizabeth Purvis, and everybody's pretty much saying the same thing. We're all saying the same thing in one way or another. We just have a little different spin. The first thing for you to understand as a money belief, I'm giving you four beliefs / mindsets / attitudes / programming. Okay? You with me so far about what I'm about to do?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. The first thing is you have got to get out of your comfort zone of how you charge, because where your business is now is your comfort zone. So if you want to charge high-end prices like a $1,500, $3,000, $5,000 package, it's going to be uncomfortable at first. That's why I gave you those exercises of, you know, just notice how it makes you feel when you say a certain number, and then what do you have to do within yourself to have it be more comfortable, and then you just keep rehearsing it and rehearsing it and rehearsing it so that when somebody says, what's your name? You say, I'm Barb. That was so effortless. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to analyze it. What do you charge? $5,000. Same thing. It takes work to get there because you have to become aligned, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So belief number one, money belief number one, is you've got to get out of your comfort zone and embrace being uncomfortable at the start. So that's number one. Does anybody have any question about that?
No.
So you have to find out what you're going to have to do within yourself that when you hit that discomfort, just like when you're in a client enrollment conversation and they say, I have to think about it, they've hit their discomfort. They're going out of their comfort zone. So you have to help them, and it'll help when you work on yourself about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, do you like that one? You like belief system change number
uh-huh.
one?
Yeah.
Okay, money belief number two, you have to be committed to really wanting that kind of money. The mistake that a lot of people have made is they go for these lower price things, which are okay for an easy yes offer, you know, because sometimes just to get them in the door, you need an easy yes offer of 97 or 197 or 27 or whatever. However, for your overall mindset, your overall self-image, you want to hold yourself as someone who offers these high-end packages. you know, Elizabeth Purvis and Bill Barron use the term premium packages. Somebody else calls it high end, you know, who cares? They all say the same thing. What you're offering is not so much that it's more expensive, but that you know that you are going to deliver high caliber, premium, conscious, integritous, committed, devoted services to that person. You're going to have a customer service ethic that's really valuable, that's really ethical. And I know, Mary, you know lots of coaches that don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have reason to say, I offer premium services. I offer a premium package. Yes, it might be a four-digit as opposed to a three-digit pricing. But most importantly, it's a high-caliber, thought-out, committed to your success attitude that they're also paying for, mode of operating that they're also paying for. So belief system number two is you need to be committed to want to bring forward high-end services. You have to make that decision. Does that make sense to you? Can you own that, both of you?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, belief system number three is, and this is tough for everybody, including me, is, and I got this one from Bill Barron, as a actual belief. I've been saying this with my soul purpose work for years to people, but I hadn't couched it as a money belief per se. And that is, you have to be more committed to being of service than being liked. You have to be, or you could say, I am more committed to being of service than I am being liked. Now that pushes everybody's buttons, unless they're a narcissist or somebody who just doesn't really care about other people's feelings that much. Because most people want to be liked. They don't want to turn off their colleagues. They don't want to say something that's going to alienate their client, their potential client. So you have to walk a very fragile, sensitive line there. But basically what I'm saying here is what I've said to both of you many times before. You want to hold the space and take a stand for them the way I have with both of you, that when you hit up against a resistance, you go into, I'm going to be of service mode to this person. How can I help them get through their fear, get through their resistance? How can I help them see the pattern that they say that they want and desperately to heal? They desperately don't want to have a website full of graphics that's going to land them a lawsuit that's going to keep them in the courts for a year. Right? Barb, that one's for you. And you, Mary, you know, you have to stand strong and be committed to being of service to the person who said they just really want to get their message out. They want to make sure that they're doing the right things with their life, that they're being true to their purpose, that they're being true to what they came here to do. So if they say it's too expensive, you have to take a stand that it's more important for you to be of service than to see if you're going to piss them off, where they're going to tell you that you're pushy, sleazy, and God knows what else, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's all how you say it, and it's all how you hold your own energy. If you are standing and being of service, and you're not looking to manipulate them, you're not looking to beat them up for being so stupid as to say, I have to think about it. No, that's not how you're going to go about this. You're going to go about this as, I care about you. I'm an expert. I just heard the most amazing hypocritical contradiction that just came out of your mouth, and I'm going to help you through it. Are you guys following me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody smiling over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that one is, I am more committed to being of service than I am of being liked. And I know that those are biggies for both of you. And it is with me, too, in certain circumstances. Okay. The last one. There needs to be a deep belief that you really can accomplish the financial goal that you want. And one of the reasons that I included you signing up and getting Katrina's, what I think she calls it, the need number, that after you do all your crunching of expenses and travel and purchases and things that you want to have in your life for the year, what is your need number, is it fits into this too. And that is to find a way to believe that you really can have that goal. Because if you don't believe it, you'll never get it. And so that's something that you need to sit with yourself about periodically and do some of these intuition exercises where you talk to that number, just like I coached Barb on the 5K. You sit down. I want to make $150,000 this year. Okay, I sit down with my $150K across the room in an imaginary chair and say, okay, what can I do to get to you? How do I find you? How do we meet up and have this happen as partners, right?
Right.
So that's today's class. So I would suggest that you keep visualizing for homework, for home play. You keep visualizing how it will feel to have that number manifested. Both of you have a specific number as your end of completion project. You know how to do the chakra exercise where you breathe in that number. Just allow the feeling of having that goal accomplished fill you, like breathing in a delicious vapor of some meal that you're about to eat, and when you breathe it in, it just goes all the way through you, which is why real estate agents will sometimes have the smell of cooked cookies or baking cookies in a house, because it creates this scent of home, cooking and baking in the kitchen of a million-dollar house or a multi-million-dollar house. Right, so it's the same thing with you. You're breathing in the vapor, the perfume of your $5,000 for you and whatever is yours, Mary. And you really do breathe it in and feel it. And if it feels off, you know, you run into your negative beliefs, you're on a process of soul aligning. You're working from the inside out to look at your beliefs, look at why you want this dollar amount, what this dollar amount would mean to you. And you just keep working on yourself until at last you can really own it. You can really own that figure. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
So your home play is to keep working on your project, including who is your target audience that you're going to tell about your services. You've already opened the door by setting up those interviews, or you're going to. Now you're really honing in your sights on meeting your goal. And so you're going to have these conversations with yourself, being clear about the results of your programs and your services. Who would be the audience, the target market? Where do I find them? And you know how to conduct your client enrollment conversations. Is all that clear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so now you got to go into marketing mode because we only have a few sessions left. And you have all the skills to do it. And if you guys haven't practiced with each other doing client enrollment conversations, now's a good time for you to start, you know, scheduling some times with each other to practice if you can fit it in before the next class.
Okay.
Yep.
So are you clear about how to look at this number that you want to manifest and own it by breathing it in and keeping a radar on what feels off and then working to correct that? Are you clear about that?
Yes.
Yes.
And are you clear about your interviewing process?
Yes.
And are you clear about the signature system, the next step that each of you are going to take on working on your signature system?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So please upload your next draft, again, 2 days before our next class. And I apologize, I don't have that date in front of me, but it's in our Facebook group and it's also on our membership webpage. And let's conclude with what you loved about today's session.
Wow, there's so much that we went over. The money beliefs was just, I was scribbling right along there, and because I didn't want to wait for the recording. This is like,
yeah.
Have this impact. And being clear about the field research questions and who and doing that with my ideal client, that's going to be in the sacred chamber. I'm looking forward to that.
Great. How about you, Barb, dear?
Yes, there was so much, such a revelation. I became much clearer about my market research interviews and how to approach them, and their purpose, their goal. The whole money mindset thing, of course, is a constant for me. And laying out those beliefs of, you know, 1 through 4 attitude things were very, very good to have those set down and be able to embrace them, to review them and embrace them and work through those.
Yeah, great. Now, finally, if you go please back to the Facebook page, and I'm wrapping up, and thank you always when I go over. You know how I pack these things up. You know how I am. So I appreciate I appreciate you allowing me to be me here. If you scroll down where it says 2 hours, and meaning under my name where I posted it says 2 hours, the sentence starts with introducing your signature system, and the graphic is, if not now, when? Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I gave you there a formula that you can practice talking to people to give them just the first step of your signature system. The reason I chose the graphic, if not now, when, is because that's the attitude you want to have with them in the back of your mind. You told me you want this. You're saying that your life needs the support of this that I offer, so if not now, when? That's between your ears. It's going on in the background, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I gave an example there. I have a 7-step process. It obviously, you may not have 7 steps. And I use the word process, but you could say I have a 7-step module, a 7-step phase process. I have a 7-step formula, you know, just whatever works for you that I use with people who are facing fill in the blank, or I use with people who want to accomplish fill in the blank. Then you go to the next step, which is if we were to work together, the first thing that we would do is, and you would mention what your first step of your signature system typically is. So this is a way that you can start talking about your system right now. When you go networking, when you talk to people, just to connect. So I would suggest that you practice this formula with people, anybody. Barb, I would suggest you practice it with your husband. Mary, I would suggest that you practice it with your husband. Mm-hmm. Just get comfortable with saying what it is that you do when people are facing whatever or they want to accomplish whatever. And the first step that we would do together is, I would suggest that you start practicing that.
Okay,
ladies, another lovely evening together.
yes.
And we'll get the recording up for you. And if you have any questions, always email me or post in the Facebook group. And Mary, I would like you to go back to what you had said when in that thread that we're working on regarding emails and responding to emails, because I did write another response to you, which I don't think you saw. And if you could answer that one, because I want you to get down to the bottom of this.
Okay.
It's the one that is where you start, I apologize after reflection, that thread.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, love you, ladies. Have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.